I use perspective to my advantage. I use perspective to my advantage. What the heck is perspective? Perspective is being able to see things in perspective. And of course, that's defining a word with the word you're using. Perspective is being able to have a bigger picture when you're working on anything. Now, Anita is going to show us how to do the sprinkler system down at the embassy and elsewhere. She's going to show us all the connections, where all the connections are, so that all of us can know how to do them, you know. And she's going to show us all about the swimming pool, so all of us know how to operate the swimming pool and operate the project the way it is at the moment. She's going to show all of us how to ride these horses the neighbors had, so we can keep them entertained. She's going to show all of us how to cook, so that we can cook with her capacity. And then we're going to put her in charge of a new project. She's going to start editing our books and getting them ready for publication, for republication, and getting them ready to go out again. So we're going to set her behind a desk 24 hours a day, or 23. We'll give her 1 hour to be up and do something else, and then get going on that. This way, we'll have the opportunity to see with the perspective that she sees. Now, when I say to Anita, the sprinkler behind the swimmix sprinkles the sidewalk and the windows more than it does anything else, because it sprinkles in a circle instead of sprinkling on a half. And I looked at it while it was sprinkling, but you have to have a tool, I think, to arrange it. But she knows exactly what I'm talking about, because she has the perspective to see that. She has read the plans, she has read the design, how the watering system for the the yard is all set up. She's got that all in her mind. And she's got in her mind also how to adjust the sprinkler head so that it will make a half moon instead of a full moon exposure, right? Nothing to it, is it? Yeah. And so there are several others around there that are watering more of the house than they are of the yard. But that's because that's the adjustment that they make of themselves occasionally. They sort of readjust themselves under the pressure of the water. So when we learn to have a perspective like that, then we will also be able to do all the things that Anita does. Now, we're going to also take Anita, and we're going to withdraw from Anita her lymph fluid, not all of it, and then we're going to put that lymph fluid in us so that it'll make us each 18 years old like she is. We'll have the 18-year-old attitude. Is that a good idea? You're not really sure. But this is what it's done now. That takes perspective. That takes perspective. You see, the story of the bionic man, this is where they give him all these extra parts to give him super strength in his hands and his feet and in his heart and so forth. And the rest of his body is just there as whatever. But he has this super strength. Now, how could they have given the bionic man super strength without replacing all the parts? How could they have given the bionic man all of the magic that he has without taking mechanical things and putting them in there? Now we say, well, by changing his brain. Yes, but how do you change the brain? You change the brain by perspectives. The brain has had the perspective that the arms and legs and so forth and heart can do only so such things. They can only run so fast. They can only jump so high. They can only, beat so well and take up so much difficult times and difficult handling. People overuse their heart. They get out there and they strain their heart and they stress their heart and they do it with emotions, they do it with physical exertion and things like that. Now, with the proper perspective, you see that your heart can take care of these things. If we were to train our children when they are just little babies, that they can do anything. Really, I mean that with all my heart. If we could train children when they're little babies, that they can do anything. And stand by it. And we're not the example. We're not the example because we weren't trained that way. But we can train the children because we know that if they were trained that way, if they had the perspective of seeing themselves as, you know, accomplishing anything they want to do, mentally, physically, spiritually, you know, any way they wanted to, they could accomplish it, and you can too. But it takes a change in perspective for us. It takes a change in perspective for them too. And the perspective is that we think they can only do certain things. We think they can only act in a certain way, and that's not true. They act in a certain way because we think they can act in a certain way. Now, if we would start thinking that they could act as superior athletes, as superior mental geniuses, as superior emotionally stable persons, wow. I mean, doesn't that sound intelligent? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound possible? Doesn't that sound reasonable? It's just a matter of changing perspective. Now, you can't change the perspective. You could never raise a Christ child because you don't know how to be the Christ child. You haven't been raised that way. But you could raise a Christ child if you changed your perspective. That's all. If you changed your perspective to realizing that everything, it's like the story I told you about this teacher who was teaching this class of idiots, and she thought they were the geniuses. And she expected all of the actions and the sillinesses that they did were those of the geniuses and not of the idiots. And when the end of the year came, they performed like the geniuses with the top grades because that's what she expected of them. She didn't realize that they were still the underachievers that she had before, because she was given a new perspective, and her new perspective was, ha, I got the geniuses now. You know, I got the geniuses now. And so she raised her class as geniuses, and they performed. Now, what's so unusual about this? I mean, here, it's in the Reader's Digest, a story that thousands and millions of people perhaps are reading around the world. How many are applying it, including ourselves? How many of us are changing the perspective? I use perspective to my advantage. Does it make sense now? Yeah. We really want to put that to work. What magic. Wow, I tell you. That's exciting. That's really exciting. And we are right on the threshold of it. But we start with ourselves. I use perspective to my advantage. Hey, Gabor, what's your perspective? I'm young and dynamic,
yes,
and just that I am. Mm-hmm. And I am full of energy. My body is healthy. My mind is alert and crisp. I am so fantastic that the world just doesn't realize what's going on because I am doing it in the quietness of my heart, and I'm loving it. We don't have to perform. We don't have to perform. We just be who we are. I use perspective to my advantage. Do you use perspective to your advantage? Maybe it's time that we start right now, huh? Wouldn't that be great? I tell you, it's a wonderful way to go. So, I love you very much.